Roger Ferguson is also concerned about retirement, the retirement needs of some 3,400,000 Americans. Mr. Ferguson is president and CEO of TIAA CREF. That stands for Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association College Retirement Equities Fund. TIAA CREF is a huge retirement system that started out serving college professors and has branched out over the years to include people in many other nonprofit fields, including many in public broadcasting. In fact, Roger Ferguson, I should acknowledge my very large interest in TIAA CREF. My future is in your hands.
Very well. I'm glad to meet one of our participants, and I can reassure you that we're in good shape.
You've spoken of TIAA CREF's emphasis on being on the long term. How do people say who are in their 60s, who were or are still thinking of retiring over the course of 10 years, how can they think about the long term?
Well, the first thing that people have to recognize is that they will live in retirement for 25 years, 30 years, 35 or more. I send notes out to people who have reached 100 years old and get a number of them back. And so the focus on the long term should not change, even if one is very close to retirement or, frankly, even if one is in retirement.
As baby boomers hit retirement age, is there any question at all that TIAA CREF might not be able to access all the funds that those people will need if they choose at that moment to take a payout of their assets?
No, we have no concern about that. Now, we have been in existence for 90 years. We've seen our retirees through the Great Depression, through the stagflation of the 70s, through a number of market cycles, and we've managed well throughout all of that. We still have the highest ratings that are available from all four of the rating agencies, and the fact that we have maintained a long-term perspective is important. We have very good risk management. I'm pleased to say that we avoided much of the subprime crisis, for example.
Some exposure, but...
A minuscule for a $420 billion institution. Our subprime exposure was really insignificant and minuscule.
But everyone in the financial services sector now is facing some crisis of confidence. You know, I can hear listeners checking the boxes as they hear you. Yes, you got your clients through the Great Depression. Lehman Brothers got them through the Civil War and the Depression. Yes, the rating agencies have rated you very well, but the rating agencies were putting bogus ratings on subprime mortgage-backed securities. Mm-hmm. People have lost confidence in these things.
Well, what we've seen actually is just the opposite here. We are a sleep easy brand. A sleep easy brand. We have seen our call volume spike for sure, but importantly, our participants are voting with their feet. And we've seen an increase in our assets under management. We've seen an increase in the assets flowing in. Between September 1st and today, we've seen approximately $500 million of new assets flowing in. So indeed, the fact that we are a sleep easy brand has given our participants a great deal of confidence, and we are getting a vote of confidence from them with their money flowing in.
I'm interested in one thing you said earlier about how slight the exposure to subprime mortgages was for TIAA CREF, very small given that you're a $400 billion system. Why? What was it about those kind of securities that told somebody in your system no when they seemed extremely attractive to lots and lots of financial institutions?
That's a great question. And the good news was a good combination of interaction between our risk management and our asset management professionals. And the bottom line was that they looked at those securities and said, for the underlying risk, we don't think the return is sufficiently high. And they made what was a very, very good, smart calculation. We were also helped by the fact that we are a privately held not-for-profit company, which means that we didn't have to chase incremental return to keep the quarter-to-quarter earnings stream flowing.
Presumably people all over the financial sector here and abroad could have done the same thing.
Presumably they could have, but I think they had a range of incentives, which were perfectly legal and legitimate incentives to meet quarter-to-quarter demands. And frankly, in many cases, I think some of them were also underwriting some of those securities and marking the securities. So there were a range of views. We were very fortunate. We were only an investor, and we were only a long-term investor, and we are a relatively prudent investor.
You said you're getting a lot of calls. Your call rate is way up. What does that mean? What are people calling up about?
We have seen increases of 50%, 100% on some days. On a recent weekend, we had calls to 15,000 people. Primarily, what people are doing is what I would describe as a gut check. They want to look at their portfolio with independent objective advice that we give and ask, well, is that the right portfolio for these very troubled times?
Is the volume of calls at least going down a little bit?
The volume of calls has come off a little bit. The only thing I worry about, frankly, is when the market drops, our call volume spike. And that tells me that people are staying glued to the screens, worrying about the ups and downs of a very volatile market. And frankly, for my participants, I think they should be focused in on educating and teaching and spending less time worried about the ups and downs of markets, which are going to be beyond their control and certainly in these troubled times, very volatile.
Mr. Ferguson, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much. It really was a pleasure.
Roger Ferguson is president and CEO of TIAA-CREF. We spoke in New York City.